Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour. Hi, it's Wednesday. If you're just joining us, December the 8th is upon us, and so we're raring to go. Raring, excuse me. Let me make sure I get the gerundive correctly pronounced, ladies. The ladies of the morning, the ladies of the hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay had her booster yesterday, and that boosted her right out of contention for conversation at any rate. But that doesn't keep you from continuing to contribute, comment on our social media, Twitter and Facebook at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. I posted a few pictures in there of things that are of relevance. Speaking of relevance, Jennifer, you've been following something because you're in Los Angeles, and so you're on top of what's going on there, not only because you do the morning program on KRLA after you do this one, but because this is something that is top of mind with all of us. I think all three of us are concerned, maybe is that not strong enough, are annoyed or upset or I don't know, whatever the right adjective is, but anyway, with the Chinese involved in everything in our lives, whether you know it or not, the Chinese are into your business and into pretty much everything that's going on in our country and elsewhere around the world, but they seem to be more prevalent here because they have more to gain and or lose by not being connected to us. So every time we turn around, there's a story that floats to the surface about some other thing that the Chinese government is doing to get into our shorts. And so was it the sheriff, the L.A. County sheriff, or the testing kit that they got for their officers, right, to make sure that they don't have Wuhan. And so what is the L.A.? They figured it out, apparently, right? The sheriff figured it out.
Okay, so a couple of things. So the first thing is that right now in L.A. City, L.A. County, the state of California, if you are a public worker, if you work for the government, there are vaccine mandates in place. And so people are already starting to lose their job, firefighters and police, because they're not taking the vaccine. But if you choose not to, up until December 18th, so this is already starting to run out, basically. So until the 18th, if you were an officer, you had to submit to testing. And you couldn't go to Rite Aid or CVS. You had to submit to the testing that was set up with the department and with the municipality, basically. And this was a no-bid contract given to someone who was pretty much supported all of the big actors in Los Angeles. So it's not like, you know, if an officer says, well, I'm not getting vaccinated, I'll go to Rite Aid and get a test. No, you have to use the testing facility that's
I wonder how that
department
happened.
Right, and it's because of no bid contracts. And so each time an officer would get tested, it would be $65 out of their paycheck, and they had to do it a couple times a week. And yeah, so everybody was already kind of suspect about that. But apparently during Thanksgiving week, the FBI called in Sheriff Villanueva, who is the L.A. County Sheriff, and members of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, but all of them decided that it was Thanksgiving week and they just didn't want to show up. So the Board of Supervisors, of course, doesn't show up. Alex Villanueva goes in and gets a briefing from the FBI that the company used to do the testing for L.A. County has really strong links to China. And because of that, the information they believe could have been at risk for collection and all that from the Chinese. And so immediately Alex Villanueva says, we're not going to use that company anymore. We're not going to use this because obviously there's something being compromised.
Hello, duh.
The LA County Board of Supervisors, who can't stand the sheriff, even if the sheriff is a Democrat, and
he's
most
not
of the board
right
supervisors,
kind of Democrat.
But he's not the right kind
like
of Democrat.
And
right.
Cinema there. What's the
well? And
Democrats.
You know, In some ways, yeah, but in this one, he, you know, he's just been strong because he's on tap to lose half, like about half of his force because they aren't vaccinated. And so he's like, I'm vaccinated. I want my department to, but I'm not going to fire half of the sheriff's department because of the vaccine mandates. The board of supervisors doesn't like that. So the board of supervisors goes and says, well, he, you know, he's making things up. We don't think that it's a very credible threat, yet the FBI had come out and briefed him on it. Well, I did some digging around about this company. And if you look on their website, you sign off basically when you do testing, you sign off some of your information so that they can use the results of your testing for research or for reporting. And while the company is here, their parent company is in China.
Where?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And this new ruling that happened in China, you know, I'm sure after many people voted on it, right? Wink, wink.
Yeah, right.
In 2017, it gave the government in China the power to collect anything that is in databases or any kind of information that's been collected by companies in China. So the reason the FBI is concerned is that basically on the website, it says, we're going to catalog your results, but your name won't be attached to them, and we guarantee your privacy. But if you look around in China, they have the right to take over any information that's being stored by any company, any database, basically. And so this is why the FBI is concerned about it. And are we? Do we care if people have if China has our DNA information?
Yes.
Do we care if they have this stuff? I mean, I think I do too. And I don't know why we can't find a nice company here that could do the same kind of thing.
We can. They just are too
same
lazy or they're
tech
too involved.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, right.
Yeah, you know, with social media stuff, and, you know, there's even a lot of controversy. I don't know if we've talked about it here, but, you know, with Trump's new social media stuff, I mean, the parent company, the guy that he's choosing to back him is based in China. It's just everything's based in China. It's like you can't seem to get away
from that to
some
ourselves.
Sort of connection.
Yeah.
And in the tech world, the medical world, what Jen's describing, absolutely, that should alarm everyone. Coming from the tech side, I've been very alarmed going back years to when we started talking about Vizio TVs having the capability
to spy on us.
You know, but everybody wants a cheap TV from Costco.
Yeah.
So why,
you know,
isn't
everybody
it, though,
wants their cheap TV. So
the government doesn't ban the sale of those. If everybody seems to know, or anybody in the know knows, that this is going on, why not protect our citizens if you're going to do anything? Well, we got to have a mandate to get a shot. Okay, so you want us to go along with that mandate, or you want to get into our stuff that way, then really protect us. If that's protective of us, yep, okay. If you think that's protective of us, swell.
I mean,
so
look, the scrutiny
let's do
that
some
Facebook,
more things
right,
to
the scrutiny
protect
that-
us.
Right. The scrutiny that Facebook is under right now, I think, is 100 million percent warranted. But
yep.
We really, it's not just Facebook. Facebook has a different set of issues. But I think that if we're willing to go that far where people are saying we need to break up Facebook and we need to break up, you know, Twitter's got issues or whatever, well, I think we need to look across the gamut of all of the tech in our lives. And I think it's pretty scary when you realize, oh, your Ring doorbell, that's tied to China. You know, I mean, everything that you're doing for your own home security probably has a database on a server somewhere in China.
Now, it'd be very interesting.
Stuff that doesn't. I mean, just think about how creepy it is in general. Forget about the ties to China. Just think about how when you have a conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden in your Instagram feed, you're getting ads for that. Your phone is constantly listening to you. That I don't care if it's China or America or whoever, the fact that your devices are listening to your conversations is so disturbing.
That's why I have a flip phone, I have an iPhone, and I leave them in my truck or I leave them in the car. People say when they call me, I just called you. Yeah, so what? I'm not tied, I'm not tethered to my devices. I put them down and leave them there when I need them.
Yeah, it probably gives you karaoke advertisements because it hears you singing in your car as you drive around.
That could be. Well, let's go one step further with this. The Senate yesterday confirmed a lady who's been on the FCC for quite a while, Jessica Rosenworcel, to head the FCC. And one wonders now, she has been around, as I said, for a while, and is pretty smart and pretty good at what she does there. Most of the people that I know in the broadcast business supported her because she's good. She's a lawyer. You know, that's what those people do. And so the other person that's been appointed isn't going to make it and shouldn't because she doesn't belong there. But this woman does. I wonder if the FCC, that seems to me to be the body that could work through some of the things we've just been talking about, televisions and phones. Do they really scrutinize, or do the congressmen who represent you, congresspersons, congresswomen, whomever, whoever's representing you, do you get after them? Do you get on them? Do you have your, you know, the people who have the best representation are the people who know who their local officials are, and the local officials communicate with the congressperson that represents them in whatever their district is. So if you're making a lot of noise to your mayor or city council about stuff like this, and then they carry the water as they ought to, see, that's the way the system ought to work. If people really were studying this kind of thing in civics in school, then they'd realize how the government works. But because the government doesn't want you to know how things work, then, you know, it's a new story in a different day. But she's the person, I think, to go to, and that's the body. Do you agree that that's the body?
Yeah, I would also say, though, the problem with a lot of this stuff, it's kind of a blurry line between the FCC and the FTC,
okay.
And there's a lot of stuff like, yeah, I mean, if you can find somebody, and this is not like an elected official thing, but if you can find somebody, and I'm sure social media, you know, you can tweet at any one of these people. They, you know, it's public, and they love responding on Twitter faster than they do in emails.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say find someone in the world, in the in the Federal Trade Commission as well as the FCC, and go take a two-pronged approach, because a lot of these things, like when you're talking about, let's say we all decide we want to pull Vizios from Costco, that's not just going to be the FCC. You've got there are a lot of other things involved there.
But it's a place to start.
Sure.
And that's maybe kind of what we have to be doing. You got to look out for yourself, look out for your family, look out for your community, look out for your country. That's really what this is all about, and that's what it's all about. 17 after the hour. The relationship discussion on marrying your best friend versus marrying your biggest fan and finding happiness with one person being your everything, or the value of having multiple people in your life. Subject matter of our most recent download at DJVShow.com. If you're interested in what we have been talking about, didn't hear us talking about it, that's where you catch up. Plus, the fact that you can hear the full show all day, every day at DJVShow.com. So, is the question that you have in your mind whether you should marry your best friend, get married at all? We address those and lots of other conversations every day. All kinds of information on the DJV Show at DJVShow.com. But you can follow us on DJV Show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, as I said. But the podcasts are at DJVShow.com, 18 after.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Calitrin. The best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now on the DKV program, Wednesday is upon us. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here. Jay would be here if she hadn't had her shot, so she is under the weather for that. But she's been following the things that you have been following and that you want to. It seems a lot of people are interested in all these live TV shows. Isn't it interesting that it's an anomaly now and it used to be the rule? Now, when I was a kid, everything on television was live. And now everything pretty much is either on film or taped, with the exception of a couple of shows like, well, we'll talk about the shows right after this.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Everyone who knows me knows I love holiday shopping. I mean, with the deals at Kohl's, how could I not? I got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie marathons, 40% off outerwear, and got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with Grandma. The best part? I saved an extra 25%, and because I spent over $50, I got an extra $10 off. What can I say? 'Tis the season for great savings.
Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
So, if you missed the facts of life, if you missed Different Strokes, if you missed Jennifer Aniston playing Blair, there were, I think there have been three. The Facts of Life was one of them, and then there was Different Strokes, and then there was another one on Sunday, I think. Wasn't there?
I think I've only heard of the Different Strokes Facts of Life.
No, it was Good Times. Wasn't it Good Times?
They did that last year in the Jeffersons. That was already done. In the family. Yeah. They're pretty cool when they do them. Like, at first you think, oh, I can't believe they're going to touch some of these classic shows. What are they doing? But they've actually turned out. They've done, they did All in the Family. They did the Jeffersons. So they've done these before, and they're kind of interesting to watch. And the fact that they're live is also funny because you can kind of see the actors bust up a little bit. But the comment is that it is so interesting how much TV has changed. Not only did they always do the shows in front of a live audience, but pretty much every sitcom on television was a sitcom that was like a three-camera shoot, right? They would have it on a soundstage, and it's three cameras, and they would watch it. What is so different is how we've moved away from that. Now, when you think of a sitcom, it's very rare that you think about that three-camera shoot, and instead
and
you're thinking
laugh
about...
phony laugh track and all of that
Well,
stuff.
Yeah, now you're thinking about, like, Parks and Rec, for instance, or these different shows like even The Office, when they had, they were sitcoms, but they were obviously done in a, with one camera, basically. And there are a lot of actors who won't even participate in those kind of sitcoms anymore. And it's a dying art. I know Patricia Heaton was one of them. She didn't want to do it. She ended up doing it with The Middle, but she's always wanted to get back to the three camera.
Yeah, right. And so there was a special, Kevin Hart was Arnold, John Lithgow. I would like to have seen that, Mr. Drummond. And Damon Wayans played Willis in Different Strokes. And then Snoop Dogg was also it's just a lot of people that we all know showed up. So it was kind of cool. Nicely done, frankly. I think that but it is funny that we, in fact, think that it's different. You know, it's okay. And speaking of that, the People's Choice Awards was also live last night. And I watched a little bit of it, and I thought it was ridiculous. Exactly the opposite of what we said about the last show of these all these live shows. The people who won, the way that the thing was presented, the winners were not winners, and as far as I'm concerned. Silly. It just was silly, and it seemed out of touch with the entire audience. Maybe if you're aiming at just one age group, then it's something else, but they didn't take into account a lot of it, although Adele did win. All right, there we are, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors announced that it has acquired a 25% ownership stake in Pure Watercraft, a Seattle-based company that specializes in creating all-electric boating solutions. A collaboration between GM and Pure Watercraft announced a shared vision to promote sustainability through an expansion of zero-emission mobility for future generations and reflects the holistic approach necessary for widespread EV adoption. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Another COVID-19 vaccine mandate has been blocked in court.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. The judge adding the economy would be negatively impacted if the mandate wasn't stopped. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine.
This foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault.
Experts say an invasion is imminent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Borla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is. So it's less transmissible than delta. And in fact, we have a lot of herd immunity in the United States now. Perhaps two-thirds of Americans have had COVID, mostly asymptomatically. It's not going to be fertile ground here to spread against Delta. So as much as we might want it, because it's so mild, to use as virtually an infectious vaccine, it's not going to do that. It very likely will not take over Delta, yeah, but it will just be on its own.
Some of the early reactions to Omicron, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the number of U.S. Omicron cases is likely to rise. New York Democrat Governor Hochul ordered some New York hospitals to halt elective surgeries over the new variant. New York City's mayor announced a vaccine mandate in the private sector 2 days after Christmas. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Four after the hour, here we are on the DJV program celebrating the young people's. I even choked on the. We've just been talking off the air about the People's Choice Award from last night, and I said, no, they aren't my award winners, and Victoria was happy to point out that it's not for me. Okay, so then if it's not for me, then it's not the
people. This is a very young audience that votes for the People's
Choice
Awards.
Okay, so the Young People's Awards it should be. And I didn't even know I could vote. If I knew I could have voted someplace.
Yes, your vote would have definitely taken it away from Chase Stokes, who won for Outer Banks. Yeah.
Yeah, or Bad Bunny or whoever some of these other people are. I do. I'm looking at the list of people that were up for contention, like the Male Artist of the Year, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, and Drake. I recognize him. I don't know who Bad Bunny is. Luke Combs, I recognize him. Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd. Yep. I even remember The Weeknd song. I didn't know it was him doing that song, but it's quite a good song, at least a couple of years ago. Anyway, so Adele won for Female Artist of the Year. You got some of this music from some of the winners, Phil? Ah.
This is not new. This is James Bond.
No, it's James Bond, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. A couple of the people that were up for the award, like Billie Eilish, also did the most recent James Bond theme. She was up. Cardi B, I don't know who, I know Megan the Stallion, Olivia Rodrigo. Didn't she win? I do remember that name. I don't know who Saweetie is. And
I just like hearing you, Sam.
I know. We try to help keep you young, but sometimes you go rogue
on
us. And,
but sometimes it's irrelevant. I don't want to be, when it comes to music, I have my own favorites, and it doesn't happen. You know, I have modified, thanks to your influence, my taste in music. Like, I like Coldplay, and they're, you know, pretty popular with the people
that
are on.
So is my dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is a, is this, who is this?
Olivia Rodrigo. Okay.
So she won, didn't she?
I don't think she won last night at this. She won Album of the Year, yeah, Sour.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyways. Okay, so anyway, you've got a lot of other Maroon 5.
Blake is smart. Blake won Country Artist of the Year, but he's smart because Blake's he's album. On The Voice. And
yeah.
that, I mean, he beat
Kids
out a
that.
Lot of big people. Yeah, I mean, this is yeah. The Voice won favorite show. Like, this is, it's very predictable who won here based on, you know, the favorite shows and the favorite artists. So,
so the fact that when I was flipping channels and watched it, and was annoyed at who won. Now I've understood from your explanation why these people won. I would never have voted for the guy from
you're
the
not
Chinese
17
movie.
Yet.
Yeah, right.
Well, and think about it. Who has time to vote for an award show? People with no jobs.
There's a whole, right.
Well, that's just
kids.
Right, but it's also like the ads pop up on Instagram, and it's all on social media, who to vote for, and TikTok and Snap and stuff like that. So you probably never even got an invitation to vote for anything because you're not on your smartphone.
So who is Saweetie? Is that how you pronounce her name? Sweetie?
Saweetie.
Saweetie. Yeah, and Doja Cat. Who's Doja Cat?
Doja Cat. She's she's
nobody
a
people listening
cat.
Are getting a
I know
out
these
of this.
Names, Doja, but
Doja
I don't
Cat.
Have
Blue
Doja Cat came from YouTube. Doja Cat had a big, big year. And, lots of really good bops. Yeah, Doja Cat is really good.
Good for her.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Jen, you know that song Kiss Me More, Doja Cat's
no,
song?
It's so close.
Oh, my God. I got to say, I live with Doug in this world. I don't know. I mean,
the reality
I know their names.
Show
I'm like the perfect
won.
Like bridge.
I have
I know
to be
beamed
back to my other planet, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So the reality show was keeping other one. Jersey Shore was up for contention below
Jersey
Jack
Jersey Shore
Bethlehem.
Is too old for this crowd.
Is it really now?
Yes. Yeah.
Keeping
yeah.
up
what
with
are
the
talking about? Yeah.
Good Lord. Real Housewives.
This was their last season. Everybody's
the Housewives is way too old for this crowd.
Yeah,
yeah this
it,
is
it,
the,
it,
the voting
it.
Crowd here is not watching Housewives. Their moms are watching Housewives, but not them.
The male TV star was The Rock, and let's see, who's Chase Stokes? I don't know who he is.
Exactly. But that's on Outer Banks. It's a show on
Keenan
Netflix.
Thompson was the host of the show. I don't find him to be funny. He's quite impressed with himself, it seems to me. He's everywhere and doesn't, you know, he's not funny. I don't think he's funny. Or maybe, again, it's my age.
He's funny on SNL.
So there it is. Okay. Mariska Hargitay. Wait a minute. There's somebody.
Uh-oh.
His name I recognized.
Back to
the winner.
Generation. I know.
But wait
right?
a second. Hold on a second. This is the TV show. And Grey's Anatomy won it. Now, you can't tell me that the young kids are watching
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's,
really?
Grey's Anatomy
they're watching Law and Order and The Equalizer, too?
They're not watching Law and Order or The Equalizer. That's why it didn't win. But yeah. The Grey's Anatomy is literally like the mother-daughter show. It's
really?
It's been on for 20-something years. It's a whole new generation that's watching now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's doing well in the ratings. All right, let's see here. Who else is up? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking through these names. And Steve Martin was up.
Only Murders. Yeah.
Only Murders, yeah.
But Selena Gomez is the only one who won from the show. So that just tells you once again of the pattern here. Steve Martin Short didn't win. Even
but Ellen DeGeneres won
geniuses.
For a daytime talk show, and I would think she'd be pretty irrelevant with a young crowd.
No, she's got a lot of guests that kids are home during the afternoon when she's on, and she has a lot of young guests that she gets to do, you know, pranks and stuff.
How did Jimmy Fallon win with this crowd for a nighttime talk show?
He's huge with this crowd. He's the only
really?
Show that, Jimmy Fallon from the beginning
they're doing staying
has
up
been,
that late, these kids.
Well, but Jimmy Fallon from the beginning is the only late-night talk show that any kid is watching. Because he does lots of bits and stuff. They all go viral. And Carpool Karaoke is the only thing that really James Corden breaks through with. But Fallon has consistently drawn in the younger crowd, 100%. That's why his new
son,
show, That's My Jam, is going to be huge for him.
My son, who's now apparently had some connection with the writing staff on James Corden's show, says the staff has nothing good to say about him. He's apparently a tyrant and very difficult, which is disappointing because he has such a great personality on the air. He comes across.
That's been the rumor online forever about him now, and it's kind of hard to. It's hard to reconcile because it just doesn't seem like that's who he is, but. Nothing good's coming out behind the scenes.
TV is a tough business, and, you know, it always bothered me, like, everybody would go, well, Ellen's a real jerk. Yeah,
right.
Of course she's a real jerk. She is having to be in this business. James Corden, a real jerk. Steve Harvey's a jerk, according to reports. Like, everybody that seems nice on television has got these reputations behind the scenes, but it is a tough, cutthroat business. Like, sadly, I don't
know
radio. How many of the nice
people. A lot of the radio hosts that we all know are jerks. Mm.
Huh? I don't know. I've met one that's a real jerk.
I've met a few.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know what? Maybe I guess on the AM side, not as many. People like to talk on the AM side.
Yeah. All right. So, Mayor of Easttown was up for a binge-worthy show. I thought that was good. I don't know if any of these other ones.
What one for binge-worthy?
It's the show itself. I think it's binge-worthy
means
it's
category.
The whole season. Oh, well, one, Squid Game.
Right, so there you go.
I don't even know what that
is. We all loved it. Yeah, exactly. We all loved Mayor of Easttown, but again, you know, Squid Game is a much younger demo.
So then why don't they call this the Young People's Award?
Because they already have the Teen Choice Award.
So why are they doing another one?
And they have, because
makes it irrelevant?
This has been around since, I don't know, however long. I mean, the People's Choice Awards has been around forever. So it's just skewing younger because that's the way that they can pull in an audience.
The winner of the pop special of the year was the Friends reunion. That didn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. I would like to.
It's really good.
I have all that stuff. I never watch those things. I still watch traditional TV, but I've got all of those other services.
That was HBO Max. That was actually a really, really good special, and that has paved the way now. Harry Potter is up next. They're filming that now with all of the original cast for the 20th anniversary. So a lot of shows are going to start doing reunion specials because that was so popular.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I'm looking at the winner of the comedy act was Chelsea Handler with Vaccinated and Horny Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's on that
she's
tour now.
She's a piece of work. Yeah.
Yep.
She's a piece of work. Very interesting character. Anyway, now, it's okay, let me just go back to her for a second. I think she's cool, but the other, who was it that used to do, that was doing... the New Year's Eve special, who's the redhead that was on CNN.
Kathy Griffin.
Annoying and just nasty. But is she any different than Chelsea Handler?
I always really liked Kathy Griffin. She can't talk right now because she's recovering from lung cancer, but she doesn't smoke. She had the rare lung cancer that they found early, and so she had part of her lung removed. She was just on Jimmy Kimmel the other night talking about it. She's going to recover, but her voice isn't, like, normal yet, but, but anyway, she has her own following still, and she was, you know, I always thought she tells stories about, you know, being on the D-list, and I think she's really funny in when she's doing stand-up. It's more storytelling than actual joke-telling. Chelsea's more like a traditional comedian.
Yeah, okay. Well, just to separate the two. I thought it was also interesting, in one of the side notes, Elizabeth Hurley's all over the place these days. Have you noticed that?
And aren't you glad?
Well, yeah, she's kind of showing off.
She's a hottie.
If you know what I mean.
Have you seen her?
Let me think. I just saw her last night.
Click ads.
Something.
My uncle talks about her all the time. So
click ads?
Some sort of like
ads? But she's in something. I saw her, and
Christmas
I wasn't paying
movie,
attention.
Yeah, she's in a new Christmas movie on Netflix, but I didn't think you had seen it. That's why I'm curious where you've seen her.
I saw her in something else, and I can't remember what it was. It was Sunday night, and all I did was look at her. I wasn't paying much attention to what the show was about. You know, I'm being frank about it, right?
You're very frank. It's your favorite word, yes.
Frank or Doug?
Frankly.
I'll be Doug.
Frankly.
I'll be Doug. The rest of you can be frank. Okay, here it is. It's a lot of people talking also on trending about Pearl Harbor and the... 80th. I don't think I mentioned it yesterday, but it was significant. The 80th anniversary, 80 years ago, we were attacked on December 7th. Huh. Okay, so there's the, just sort of bringing myself back down to reality after the discussion of the Teenage People's Choice Awards. All right, 45 after the hour. Let's get a life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. That's an old song. What the heck did I watch last night that had some old, it was an old, oh, I know what it was. PBS ran the Folk Music Festival, and I happened to, I came in, I was finished up my work about 9:15, so I had, you'll be proud of me, I had lobster salad and some crunchy celery and broccoli. And I was watching, and Daisy's right by my side trying to see if she can't get something to eat out of what I'm eating. And we're watching, I flipped through the channels, and here's another T.J. Lubinsky special, but it was all the old folk singers. Judy Collins was on, the Smothers Brothers, the Highwaymen, the Kingston Trio, all names that probably none of you recognize. Or no, I'm saying you, I'm Jennifer and Victoria, but it was a wonderful show, very heartwarming, you know, but you think that'd win the People's Choice Award? Not with the crowd that votes for it, but yet it's culture, and it has value, and people pay attention to it. Would Adam Sandler win an award with this group? Any more? Probably.
Well, he's been so irrelevant for so long now.
Yeah, I don't think he's irrelevant. I think he's funny.
I'm not saying he's not funny. I'm saying he's irrelevant. There's a big difference.
Oh, okay. So am I irrelevant because I'm old?
It's not that Adam Sandler's old. He hasn't done anything.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's what I love about
you. All right, we all face it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Weedy, just remember,
oh, yeah, right.
Weedy's relevant.
Yeah, right.
He's just bummed he didn't get to say Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is okay. I like the name. I don't know that I recognize any songs from her, at any rate. Here's something that makes choosing a Christmas gift pretty easy. What's going on at MyPillow.com with all the products they have in their catalog that you can check out by just going to MyPillow.com. Right now, the holiday shopping rush there, and they want you to know that they have no supply chain issues. They have all their products in stock, no back orders, and no delayed shipping. MyPillow products are all made right here. Great American workers in a great American factory. A great American name, mattress toppers, towels, slippers, dog beds, weighted blankets for this time of year. And the Giza sheets, you get one set, and then the second set you don't have to pay for. Discounts from 30% to 65% using the DJV code. So if you're looking to buy some things that have sense and sensibility to it, something practical, helping people that you know and care about get a great night's sleep, how about going to MyPillow.com? Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. All these deals are there. These deals are there. MyPillow.com. Check out code DJV.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour on the DJV program, our daily overview of a couple of important stories from Victoria's point of view. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you with a focus on carjackers and how they are stealing cars. This is mostly about high-end expensive vehicles, right?
It is, yes, but it's kind of a broader problem. So we've talked about this before. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Car thieves are now attaching AirTags, which are the Apple little round disc AirTags that typically you can put in your luggage so you don't lose your luggage at the airport. People attach them to their bicycles so the bicycle doesn't get stolen. Some people have it on their dog collar so the dog doesn't get stolen. But what they're using now, car thieves are using these for nefarious reasons. They're attaching them to cars in public parking spaces like at the mall or at a restaurant parking lot, and then that way they can track when you leave and you go home and you leave your car in the driveway, and then they're stealing your car. And so a lot of police departments across the country have put out all kinds of warnings. The next town over from where I am in New Jersey has put out several warnings that high-end vehicles are being stolen right out of people's driveways. It's becoming a big issue. And so one of the things that you can do is if you have a smartphone, the best thing you can do is always leave your Bluetooth on. I know it drains the battery a bit, but deal with it. Leave your Bluetooth on because when you get in your car after you've left shopping at the mall, especially now that we're all Christmas shopping, it's a good idea. Open up the Bluetooth and see what devices are connected to your phone. If you see an Apple AirTag and you know you don't have an Apple AirTag or it's not labeled, you know, Victoria's AirTag, then you know someone else has placed a tag either on your car or somewhere near it. If it's somewhere near your car, as you drive away, it will disappear. It'll drop off the list on your Bluetooth devices that are connected. If it doesn't drop off, you might want to drive right to a police station. And a lot of people are getting wise to this now and are realizing, okay, this is someone who's tracking me. And so the best thing you can do is just go right to a police station, let them know what's going on. Don't drive home. Stay in a public space. If you can't get to a police station, do not drive home and let someone know where you live. And that's the number one thing. The other thing you can do, if you have a garage, it makes sense, park your car in the garage. Lock your garage at night. If you don't have a garage and you have to park on the street or in your driveway, then you go back. Remember those from the 90s, the wheel locks, that device, that crowbar-looking device that I don't even know what it was called back then, but the thing that would lock your steering wheel, go back to one of those so that even if someone can trace your car, they still can't steal it. This is just an unfortunate thing that right now we're dealing with. Thieves are getting smarter with tech, there are lines of defense that you can use, and just make sure that you're always checking your phone to see what's connected.
All right. So checking is important. Like at this time of year, Santa's checking to see whether you've been naughty or nice or not, as it were.
A lot of naughties out there.
Exactly. Those people that are stealing cars get more than coal. Hopefully they get the sheriff coming
and
down.
And not a new BMW.
No, exactly. Up next, a major outage problem with Amazon. Hold on.
This holiday season, enjoy a brainy blast of fun, family-friendly activities with Big Brain Academy Brain vs. Brain for the Nintendo Switch family of systems. Go brain to brain with a variety of fun, fast activities like memorizing a series of numbers, identifying an animal as it slowly comes into focus, or helping guide a train to its goal. In party mode, up to 4 players can play, and each player can set their own level of difficulty so kids can compete against parents without fear of falling behind. Connect online to battle the ghost data of your friends, or random players from around the world in Ghost Clash mode. Big Brain Academy Brain vs. Brain is available exclusively for the Nintendo Switch family of systems, including Nintendo Switch, Nintendo Switch Lite, and the newest edition, Nintendo Switch OLED model. Played at home or on the go, its vibrant 7-inch OLED screen, enhanced audio in tabletop and handheld modes, and wide adjustable stand make for an amazing gameplay experience. For more, go to Nintendo.com.
Rated E for everyone.
All right, so what's going on with Amazon Web Services?
Well, if you couldn't get on to a bunch of your favorite websites yesterday, and some of them are still out, then you're not alone. Amazon Web Services had a major, major outage, disrupting access to so many different popular sites. Now, Amazon Web Services, separate from Amazon's marketplace, they provide cloud computing services to governments, universities, companies. Instagram was in and out. Instacart was down. Venmo, Kindle, Roku, the McDonald's app was out. Disney Plus had issues as well. If you went onto the Amazon marketplace, you couldn't really find where your orders were. It was a huge mess. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is CISA, said in an email response to questions that it was working with Amazon to understand if any potential impacts were affecting federal agencies or their partners. Southwest Airlines was down. People couldn't book trips with Delta. It was a huge, huge mess. So hopefully by the end of business today, we'll be back to normal.
All right, back to normal it is. It's Victoria, who's never normal, but that's okay because neither am I. We are in the
okay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.